Coulter, was Thomas Jefferson on the Duke lacrosse team? By Ann Coulter on July 3, 2019. While tearing down everything that's great about our country, the left has always permitted us to celebrate patriotic holidays. But this year, on the week that we commemorate the unveiling of the Declaration of Independence, Nike yanked a Betsy Ross tribute sneaker off the market because the American flag didn't sit well with Colin Kaepernick. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, is telling wild, provable lies about America's border agents. This 4th of July, let's look at the tactics used by the left to blacken the reputations of American heroes. To wit, the lie that the principal author of the Declaration, Thomas Jefferson, fathered a child with his slave, Sally Hemings. The charge was first leveled in 1802 by a muckraking, racist, alcoholic journalist, James Callender, who had served prison time for his particular brand of journalism. He had tried to blackmail Jefferson into appointing him postmaster at Richmond. When that failed, Callender retaliated by publicly accusing Jefferson of fathering the firstborn son of Sally Hemings, or, as the charming Callender described her, a slut as common as the pavement. No serious historian ever believed Callender's defamation. Not Dumas Malone, Merrill Peterson, Douglas Adair or John Chester Miller. Not one. Their reasoning was that there was absolutely no evidence to support the theory and plenty to contradict it. The Jefferson-Hemings myth was revived by feminists trying to elevate the role of women in history. Modern pedagogy requires that no period of our past be taught without turning it into a lecture on racism, sexism or homophobia. Science alone puts the odds of Thomas Jefferson fathering Eston at less than 15%, less than 4%, if all living Jefferson males are considered, not just the ones at Monticello. All other known facts about Jefferson make it far less probable still. There are no letters, diaries or records supporting the idea that Jefferson was intimate with Hemings, and quite a bit of written documentation to refute it, including Jefferson's views on miscegenation and his failure to free Hemings in his will, despite freeing several other slaves. In private letters, Jefferson denounced Callender's claim, a denial made more credible by his admission to a sexual indiscretion that would have been more shameful at the time, his youthful seduction of a friend's wife. None of the private correspondence from anyone else living at Monticello credited the Hemings rumor, though several pointed to other likely suspects, specifically Jefferson's brother, Randolph. Eston was born in 1808, when Thomas Jefferson was 64 years old and in his second term as president. His brother Randolph was 52, and Randolph's five sons were 17 to 24 years old. All of them were frequent visitors at Monticello. While Jefferson was busy entertaining international visitors in the main house, Randolph would generally retire to the slave quarters to dance and fiddle. One slave, Isaac Granger Jefferson, described Randolph in his dictated memoirs thus: "Old Master's brother, Mass Randall, was a mighty simple man. Used to come out among black people, play the fiddle and dance half the night." There is not a single account of Thomas Jefferson frequenting slave quarters. Nor did Jefferson take any interest in Hemings' children. Randolph did, teaching all of Hemings' sons to play the fiddle. Randolph was an unmarried widower when Eston was conceived. After Randolph remarried, Hemings had no more children. In response to DNA proof that only one of Hemings' children was related to any Jefferson male, and her firstborn son was definitely not fathered by any Jefferson, the Thomas Jefferson Foundation, the Monticello Association and the National Genealogical Society promptly announced their official positions. Thomas Jefferson fathered all six of Hemings' children. Guided tours of Monticello today include the provably false information that Jefferson fathered all of Hemings' children. So now you, at least, know the truth, not that it matters in the slightest. Happy 4th of July. Copyright 2019 ANN Coulter.